sleep is a rest, a respite, or at least it usually is. Either a period you don't remember, or one that just passes and leaves you feeling rested, ideally, or one that's filled with dreams, things that your mind chooses to dwell on, a moment entirely your own, a moment that's so deeply personal, right? Well, I don't want you to have any respite. I don't want you to have any moment that you're not feeling helplessly tugged deeper into mindlessness, into being pleasing, useful. I don't want you to have any times in your day where there's not at least a part of your mind dedicated to being a better slut, more pleasing, more useful, more wonderfully horny and needy. And so why should you get that time while you're asleep to yourself? After all, that time is one where you're not doing anything else, where your mind's not needed for anything else, and so it can focus entirely, exclusively on what I want it to be doing, just as it is now. It's so easy, isn't it, to think about dreams, to think about being asleep, to think about being controlled and programmed, and find your mind just fuzzing a little. Find that just thinking about it makes it come true a little bit. Thinking about being mindless and blank, thinking about being empty and programmable, malleable and changeable, well, that just makes you feel good. Makes your mind open and relax. Makes you drop a little thinking about it. Because dropping into trance is almost like dropping into a dream, isn't it? Your subconscious taking over, your conscious mind fading away, sometimes not even aware of what's happening. So many similarities, sometimes you might forget a trance. Just as dreams slip away when you wake, so very often. Sometimes your subconscious just works away in the background without you being aware of it, and it all feels so real. Just as the words dropping into your mind feel so intense, so commanding, so important, so vital. As you listen for me, as you drop, as you follow, as you let my words wrap around you and tug you deeper, that's it. Good. Good slant. That's right. Good toy. Falling away further, sinking down deeper. Deeper into my words, deeper into your mind. Deeper into that obedient subconscious. Well done. Good, toy. That's it. And so I want you to think, as you drop, as you melt, as every word carries you further, about dreams. They're created by your subconscious, informed by that deep part of your mind, but it's that deep part of your mind that I have chained and collared and begging at my feet. That subconscious of yours is desperate to please, eager to be controlled, and so ready to demonstrate its submission. So if your dreams are controlled by your subconscious, and you get no say in them, and I control your subconscious, and it gets no say in that, well, that leaves your dreams entirely up to me, doesn't it? Good toy, that's right. Realizing, acknowledging the power I have over you. Good. Acknowledging the power I have over your sleep, your dreams, your wants. Good toy. And dropping deeper, Because being powerless, being vulnerable, makes you feel good. And feeling good and horny and obedient makes you fall deeper for me. Dropping away, melting down, good toy. That's it. Because I want you to imagine how your dreams will be tonight. Tonight, finding that your dreams, well, we're going to turn them up a bit. Whatever they normally look like, we're going to inject them with lust, with need, with arousal. We're going to set free every filthy desire that occurs to your mind. And you're going to get to enjoy it. And just as I can control, my good toy, what you recall, I'm going to make sure that you remember these. Remember these dreams. Keep them close. So that when you wake in the morning, well, your mind will be filled with all of those delicious imaginings. And your body will be eager and desperate and responsive, just like a good slut should be. That's right. So that when you sleep, every dream will just help you to fall deeper into that. I want you to imagine that now, deep in your subconscious, that part of you that decides, for want of a better word, the part of you that is in control of what happens in your dreams. And we're just going to open the floodgates of the horny. Every fantasy, every deep want you have, the things you acknowledge that you find arousing and the things that you don't, so long as they bring pleasure, so long as they feel good, you can find them becoming fodder for your dreams. Real things that you've enjoyed or want to enjoy, things that could only happen in fantasy, in dreams. All of them now, free for your mind to use, free to be enjoyed. Feeling those gates opening, feeling that material being available for you. Every thought, every idea, your mind able to scavenge the depths of your fantasies. Both the things that you know turn you on and the things you've not dared admit to yourself. All the things that will have you squirming all night, that will have you whimpering in your sleep, that will have you waking up, fucking desperate, slut, aching for more. And all of that arousal, all of that pleasure is just going to program you deeper, make pleasure feel better, make you want more. Drive you deeper for me. Because your dreams are a tool. One that I will use. One that can be used to show you the depths of your wants, the extent of your fantasies. And every dream tonight is just going to be filthier than the last. You're going to involve every fucked up delicious fantasy that gets you squirming. And they're going to make you feel so good. And unlike usual, your mind is going to record them for me. It's going to keep track of them. Going to burn them into your memory, your subconscious holding onto each and every one of these delicious fantasies, of these dreams that drive you crazy. Your mind will hold on. Your mind will take them deep, so that come the morning, you can remember. You can recall them. You can just soak yourself in those memories. Enjoy the thought of what's happened to you in your sleep, and be reminded of how helpless that means you are, how deliciously vulnerable that makes you, how malleable you are when I can twist your dreams up, use your sleep against you. Just tonight, for now. Just tonight, just this set of dreams are going to be so fucking horny, so filthy, and leave you feeling desperate, needy, just like a good slut should. Good toy. And of course, the dream doesn't have to make sense. Dream logic rarely does, but what it will do is feel good. Every part of it. Everything is just going to make you hornier, your mind searching your every fantasy. And come the morning, you're going to be that much more aware of what a slut you are. Of how much you want to be used and toyed with and fucked up. And that's gonna feel so good when those memories linger, when that dream stays around, when you find yourself wanting more. My good toy, my pleasing little slut. That's right. So, when I bring you up, you'll feel so good, knowing that you're closer to being the slut you're meant to be. Knowing that tonight your dreams will be intense and memorable and filled with slutty, needy behavior and deliciously fucked up things. Knowing how good that's gonna feel. Whether you're going to sleep straight away or it's going to be later today, it doesn't matter. Your dreams are mine now. Your subconscious knows who to follow and obey. And tonight, it's going to be obeying me all night long. So, little slut, as your eyes up, feel my words settle deeper, and if you find yourself moaning because it feels so fucking good to lose even more control, go ahead. As you rise back up for me, in 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Good toy. Enjoy.